This is Chad Owens, the annuity sales coach. In 2007, I was $150,000 in credit card debt with my back up against the wall. Now I've written over $140 million in personal annuity production since 2008. It's time to help you do the same. I make my own calls, schedule my own appointments, do my own follow-up, and am actively in the field every single week protecting people's retirement just like you. If you feel like you've hit a brick wall in your business, then you've come to the right place. Grab your notebook and buckle up. It's time to go to school with the Annuity Sales Coach. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Annuity Sales Coach. I am happy to be speaking with y'all. Today, I'm going to cover a topic that is going to pertain to really anybody who's kind of an expert in the industry, but if you're on the radio, you kind of already have a celebrity status. And then, of course, if you have your name out there, you may be recognized as someone who's very well known in the industry, someone who is actually an expert. But even if you're not, there's some principles I can apply to your situations that will really help you establish the need for a safe money guy and not a risk guy. Now, obviously, I have some listeners onto this podcast that are variable people, and that's fine. That's great. I mean, that matches whatever you want to do, whatever you've decided to do for your career. But the reality is whenever we're dealing with guaranteed protection, no market risk, income for life, I think it's really critical that we always use something that has a guaranteed side, not a hypothetical. I can't tell you how many times over the years I've ran into clients that actually could retire comfortably because of the amount of money they had, but they decided to continue to gamble their money in the market, or they listened to their broker, the market fell, and then they're starting at a stage where they have to recoup what they had, what they originally could have retired with, but because they took the risk, they actually are not able to retire when they want to because they lost money when the market fell. And so the need for guaranteed protected funds in a retirement, I think, is absolutely critical. If you disagree with me, then you probably are going to disagree with Social Security or pensions, because those are guaranteed type funds. I mean, hopefully the pension is. Obviously, as we know, with pensions, most pensions that are insured by an annuity, you never have to worry about. But we see pensions that are not all over the nation now that are running into some major issues. And the stress it causes clients when they're trying to retire, but they run into issues of market volatility, what do you do? I mean, what do you do if you're actually retired and all of a sudden you lose 20 or 30% or 40% or even more in the market, and now you can't count on those dividends from the standpoint of, okay, yeah, dividends, they still pay just because of the amount of shares you have. But once again, we've seen stocks that were dividend paying that have disappeared. So there you go. There's another type of variable product where the money is gone. And the problem is a lot of variable people. Now, I'm going to pick on variable people a little bit right now, but the reality is I'm going to pick on anybody who misrepresents a product. It's not all variable people are bad. Not all fixed people are bad. But there are some people in our industry that completely butcher and destroy what we're trying to do as far as becoming reputable and trustworthy, and they continue to make it bad for our industry. But one of the things I love about what I get to do, and this just started a few months ago, whether 6 months ago or so, when I use the term other day, it can be any time in the past 10 years. But recently, I know I've been using a line that has really helped people think about their actual financial situation. And as you know, I'm out in the field just like you guys. And if you go to my website, retirementrealize.com, that's retirementrealize.com, you'll see I have tons of courses that I'm able to share with you and teach you and coach you, because I actually do this just like you all. I run appointments. I make my own calls. I do my own appointments. I do everything as a one-man agent. I don't have a big staff. I don't even have a staff that helps me with my actual annuity business. And that allows me to teach you, because I'm in the trenches just like you. So when I come up with something that I'm using and it's working really well, I'm going to pass that on to you. So here's the scenario here. I've been running into some clients lately, especially with a market that it's actually been doing pretty well lately, as we all know. And why it is, that doesn't matter. The point is, it is. And should it be? Once again, doesn't matter. It is. Do we think the market's going to crash? Yes. Have I thought the market's going to crash for the last 2 years? Yes. So once again, this is something we can't control. We cannot determine what the market's going to do. But we can influence our clients based off of volatility or no guarantees that will help them a reality check, you know, and that's really what I'm calling this podcast is the reality check. Is their situation as good as they think it is? Are they in as good of a situation as they think they are? And here's what I'm talking about. So I'm helping my clients, and this is a pretty typical conversation, and I'm going to use two different scenarios. Well, sir, how long have you actually had your money in the market? Oh, I've had in the market for 30 years. Okay, great. Who manages your money? Oh, I'm self-managed. I'm actually really good at it. Oh, okay, great. So obviously, you know, I'm kind of curious, why are we dealing with $200,000 or $300,000 here instead of $5, $6, $7, $8, $9 million? Well, what are you talking about? Well, you said you're really good at managing your own money. You've been doing it for over 30 years. So if you're really good at managing your own money, well, then you're probably good at knowing where the exact top of the market is so you can get out, and you know where the exact bottom of the market is so you can get in. I mean, I see $300,000 here, but why isn't it multi-millions? Well, because of market fluctuation. Yeah, that's my point. Nobody can time the market. Nobody. They don't know when it's going to stop going up. They don't know when it's going to start going down. They don't know what's going to, they just don't know. So when we're talking about guarantees, I'll use a hypothetical situation as, okay, you know what? If you have extra money, great. We could do a hypothetical type index. But when you're talking guaranteed income, don't you want to have something that you know, no matter what, at this given time, this is how much you have. I can also use the same thing with a broker. You know, I'll talk to the client and I'll say, okay, so who do you have your money with? Oh, I have it with ABC Financial Company. Okay, great. And what is it? Stocks, bonds, and mutual funds? Uh-huh. And how do you think they've done? Oh, man, they've done great. I mean, I've escalated my account way beyond what I thought was possible. And it's like, oh, okay, great. You know what? Just out of curiosity, you've had it for 30 years. You've actually only have $300,000-$400,000 here. I'm just wondering, why isn't it millions of dollars? Well, the market goes up, the market goes down. Oh, okay. So you're saying your broker, maybe he's done a good job, but obviously he doesn't know when the very top of the market is and where the very bottom of the market is. So what if you didn't have to deal with volatility? I mean, if your broker was really as good as you think they are, why aren't we dealing with millions? It's because they can't time the market. There's no way. They don't know. And now I'm not questioning ethics and integrity here, and I make that very clear with the client. I'm not telling you their intent is wrong. I'm not telling you how they're presenting is wrong. I'm saying they can't predict the market. So they can have the best heart in the world. Once again, let's just use an example. AIG. AIG was a company that was soaring in stock, and then somebody up in the higher levels made a dumb decision which destroyed the value of the stock. That broker looked at that company and goes, hey, that looks like a good, solid company. But because somebody made a dumb decision, the stock suffered greatly, which anybody who held that stock lost a ton of money. Same with GM, same with WorldCom, MCI. I could go on and on of all these different companies that have major financial issues that a broker could have the best intention in the entire world, but they can't predict what somebody's going to do. I always say you can never underestimate somebody's ability to be greedy. You just can't. They can make decisions that mess everybody over, and you don't even think twice. They don't even think twice about it. They don't think about how many people they've destroyed, how many lives they've destroyed. I mean, we can just look at Bernie Madoff. I mean, he messed over all these people, and there's thousands of guys like him that are living on their fancy yachts and not even thinking twice about the number of people they destroyed their entire retirements. And I've even said, and I know this may be controversial, but any of you know me, I'm not worried about that. I think those people that did that, that purposely mismanaged people's money and were fraudulent, should be tried as murderers. Because here's the reality. As you guys know, the title of my book that just came out is called Stress and Rocking Chairs, Two Common Killers of Seniors. Stress causes health issues. Stress causes heart attack, causes anxiety, causes strokes, causes all sorts of issues, losing sleep at night. And you cannot tell me that somebody who had their client, somebody that had their money with a Madoff or someone like him, that they didn't have a heart attack, stroke, or end up killing themselves because of stress. These guys are murderers. It's really, that's what it comes down to. So when we're talking about safety and security, a broker, even if they have a great intent, cannot, or a great heart, cannot predict the market. So when I'm talking to a client, go, you know what, you've had them for 30 years, but here's the reality. You've never been this age before. You've never been retired before. You've never had to pull money out during market volatility. You've never had to take required minimum distributions during market volatility. There's all these reasons why you can't predict the market. You know you have to withdraw money. So let's just say, example, you lose 20%, you gain 20%. And let's just say the market, you know, you had to take out your RMDs, and we'll just use 4% as an easy number. So if you're taking out 4% RMD, you didn't lose 20%. You lost 24%. You didn't gain 20%. You gained 16%. Now create this vicious cycle that you have to continue to pull these money out. Eventually you run out of money. And one of the biggest calls I get in my radio show is someone who's in their mid-80s that's actually running out of money because they've been pulling money out during market volatility. And so you also have to help the client too. Is I had a guy tell me he made an 8% return. I said, there's no way. How long have you made this return for? And he said, well, since 2000. I said, there's no way you've made that. And he goes, I absolutely have. And I said, I will bet you any amount of money you have not made an 8% return on that. And so we met. Long story short, here was the kind of sketchy thing. This was back a few years ago. Not only did he not make 8%, he actually lost 1%. And here's how this played out. I said, sir, you've had your money in your 401k. You think you've done good. You think this 401k has done great for you. But let me just ask you a question. How much money do you contribute to your 401k? And he said, I contribute 6%. And I said, how much does the company match? And he said, 50% of that. I said, so you have 9% that's contributed to your 401k every single year. And he's like, yeah. I said, you said you've made 8%. So actually you've lost 1%. Needless to say, I ended up with a brand new friend, a brand new client. He was counting his contributions and the gains of the 401k. And that, you can't do that, obviously, as we know this, but clients need a reality check at time, just as we all do. I don't think there's any situation in anybody's life that we can say there's times we don't need reality checks. I mean, I coach and mentor agents all the time, and I'm happy to give reality checks. You know, hey, you know what? You got to pay for leads. If you don't have leads, your car's not going. You don't, just like you don't, if you don't put fuel in a car, you're not going to get the car to go. If you don't have leads, you're not going to move forward. That's a reality check. Don't spend more than you make. Set a budget. Reality check. Well, it's okay for us as experts to do this, to give our clients a reality check, to let them know your money has not done as good as you thought it's been. And if you think your broker's that great, why don't you have more money? And so we really have to get real with these clients to let them know. Once again, it's, you know what? I have kids. I have four kids. And over the years, I've had to be very direct with him. I just had to do with that with my son just the other day. I was saying, son, you need to understand. He basically went out and he weed-eated and he mowed and everything was great, but he didn't go and use a blower to get all the grass off the pool deck and off the chairs, and it started blowing into the pool. And I said, son, you have to follow through with your job. If you do 66% of your job right and the 33% wrong, that 33% just destroyed everything you just did. So now you want me to encourage you because you did these 66% right, but the reality is that 33% just wiped out everything you did. So when you're dealing, and it was a great life lessons I got to teach him, because he's going, I get it. I totally get it. Even though I mowed good, even though I weeded it good, I didn't go and use the blower to get all the leftover grass, and then it blows all over the place into the pool, and it kind of looks like I didn't do my job. And I said, doesn't kind of look like you didn't do your job. You didn't do your job. Your job was to get it completely done. And fortunately, I just tell them, you know what, you're going to be head of the household someday. You need to make sure that as a man, when you say you're going to do something, you do it thoroughly. I mean, most of the trouble guys get in with their wives is because they didn't complete a job all the way. They got halfway done and left it just how it is. You know, hey, you know what? I took my socks off. I put them on the floor. Oh, yeah, I did. I left them on the floor. You know, so we just have to look at, we have to do our jobs thoroughly. And we have to make sure we do a full job. Well, if you have a broker that's been your broker for 30 years and 20 years, they've done great. But the last 10 years, they wipe out half your money. That was an incomplete job. It was a fail because the reality is that when they needed it most, they needed their money protected. So we need to be sure we can have that reality check with our clients. And some of you will say this, they go, well, hey, you know what? I got plenty of time. I'm 50 years old and you know, I have time. If the market falls, I can recover. Okay. Just look at the S&P chart from 2000 to 2012. The S&P is at the exact same spot. It's level. A lot of volatility in between. The market was up, then it was down, then it went back up. 2000 to 2012, the market was about the same. Now, all it takes right now is, let's just say approximately a 45 to 55% drop in the market right now, and you're the same place you were January 1st of 2018. Now, January 1st of 2000. So January 1st of 2000, January 1st of 2018, it would be just about flat. So if you have someone who's 50 years old, they say they're going to retire at 65, but they deal with market volatility in those 15 years, they may not make it. So if you did not do your job fully, then you didn't do your job. People count on income for life when they're retired. And that's what we get to do. So let's make sure we can be honest. The worst thing we could do for a client is not let them know that what they think is not what it actually is. They need a reality check. We're not being jerks about it. As I've told you guys many, many times, money has no emotions until you put emotions to it. Numbers have absolutely no emotions. They are what they are. They work or they don't. But when we're helping a client, we cannot get emotionally attached to someone else's money. We need to be honest with them. Is this going to work or not? Well, obviously, as you know, in our product, we know beyond any shadow of a doubt, you are not going to lose anything due to market volatility. If you're in a guaranteed annuity or fixed indexed annuity, you know beyond any shadow of a doubt. I mean, man, even if you're in a variable annuity, but you have the income rider, you know beyond any shadow of a doubt that that income will be there. I just like to know that they're not going to lose principal either due to market volatility. But we owe it to our clients and experts, we get to do this. It's very important we have a reality check with our clients. So guys, I appreciate your time. I hope this helped you a lot. And this is The Annuity Sales Coach. Have a great day. If you have enjoyed this podcast, be sure to check out the Retirement Realized Agents Academy. We have helped agents double their business through the systems and strategies that we have in place. As a member, you will have access to countless documents, webinars, independent courses, and one-on-one coaching time with me where I can diagnose your business and help you come up with a plan to get you closing more sales and helping more clients. If you're waiting to wake up one morning and magically have all the answers, you better get comfy because that day is never coming. You have to make it happen. Day in and day out. Visit our website at www.retirementrealized.com and enroll in our coaching program today. This podcast is sponsored by Annuity Agents Alliance at 888-742-4368 and First Annuity at 888-758-7305.